It's been a year and a half since the fishing industry in Massachusetts experienced a radical change. In May of last year, a strict new system of regulations on the number of fish they'd be allowed to catch took effect. The day before the so-called sector management program began, we visited Gloucester, the oldest fishing port in America, where fishermen were outraged. There we met Richard Burgess. He fishes with his two cousins.
We, the fishermen, are going to be restrained to catching roughly 25% of what we have been able to catch in the last 5 years. I'm estimating that probably 70 to 75 or 80% of the fleet will be totally bankrupt by October.
A year and a half later, Richard Burgess says about a quarter of the boats in Gloucester are out of business. In a few minutes, we'll check in on the Burgess family business, but first, WBUR's Kimberly Adams went to Gloucester to see how the system is working now.
When cashiers first came into play, I was totally against it. You know, it's like anything else, something new comes in, and I didn't like it. Who would, you know? But working through it, you know, it's kind of worked out for me.
Gloucester fisherman Joe Orlando captains the Padre Pio, a medium-sized fishing boat docked just off Washington Street in the city. Under the new catch share system, every fisherman receives an allocation for how many fish they can catch that year. Orlando uses his boat to catch his annual allotment of groundfish like haddock, cod, and monkfish. Unlike the old system for managing fish stocks, called days at sea, he can now fish whenever he wants, as long as he doesn't catch more than his allocation. Orlando is doing well under the catch share system, even though he was allocated fewer fish than he caught before the new system began.
The biggest problem is, you know, that the feds just didn't give guys enough fish to go fishing. Some guys got a good amount of fish and some guys didn't. I'm doing well, but 10 other guys ain't. The other 10 are crying. And I don't blame him.
Orlando made it because he supplemented his allocation by paying other fishermen to let him fish their quota. Not all Gloucester's fishermen were able to do that. Orlando now has to think differently about the way he fishes because he's leasing fish before he even catches them. For example, before he goes fishing on a given day, he now checks to make sure that the market price of the fish he'll catch is enough to let him recoup the cost of running his boat, the cost of leasing the fishing allocation, as well as the interest on the $200,000 loan he had to take out to pay for that lease.
If you're leasing fish for a dollar, you got to get at least $2.50 to make a dollar a pound. You got to make a dollar a pound to make a go of it. Otherwise, you ain't going to do it.
We think it's a good system for most.
Pat Kirkel is the regional administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, which enforces the new system.
There's not everybody that's going to survive under it, but that's true under absolutely every kind of business. You know, there are people that do better than others.
The agency is tracking how the changes have affected the region's fishing industry. The people who are doing better under catch shares seem to be the larger fishing boats, according to NOAA's preliminary research. But Kirkel says, even though smaller fishing boats are catching fewer fish, overall, everyone who's fishing is making more money.
We do see increases in prices, and we think that can in part be attributed to the sector system because people now have the flexibility to fish when prices are higher. And so they can time their fishing to the markets better.
But some worry about asking too much from Gloucester's fishermen.
The requirement now to have access to capital and to be a brilliant businessman now trumps your skills as a fisherman. And that, to me, sucks. I think that's the part that kind of kills the fishing game.
Vito Giglioni is the policy director of the Northeast Seafood Coalition and a part-time fisherman. He was active in trying to help Gloucester's fishing industry adapt to the new system. But he's frustrated that his fellow fishermen received low allocations. Up and down the coast, as many as two-thirds of Massachusetts fishermen were allocated fewer fish under catch shares than they caught in the years just before the program started. That's according to the Massachusetts Marine Fisheries Institute.
Some excellent fishermen who are also very good businessmen are looking at this and saying, my God, knowing what I know, and as much as I love fishing, do I really want to extend myself financially beyond where I'm at? Because that's really the choice you're given right now, is either you super extend yourself and be successful, or you liquidate.
Early numbers suggest that Gloucester's fishing industry is consolidating as fewer boats catch more of the fish. To NOAA, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Pat Kirkle says having too many boats fishing in the Northeast contributed to the overfishing of local species in the first place.
Over time, we will see this equalization between what the resource can support and the number of vessels out there. And we'll see much healthier fishing vessels out there. A healthier resource is going to lead to healthier fishing businesses and healthier fishing communities. So we're still in a transition, but that'll be the end result of this.
NOAA expects to have a final report on the first year of catch shares sometime this fall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Adams.
While we wait to gauge the economic effects of the new fishing system, fishermen in Gloucester will tell you that catch shares is having an impact. With its proud history of small, independent fishing boats, the effect on culture in Gloucester has been profound. Don Smith, one of the remaining boat captains in the city, is nostalgic.
I mean, we're just doing it now because we're stubborn and we don't know what else to do, but there really isn't anything else that I'm prepared to go do at this point in my life. I'll be in there till the end.
We rode with Don Smith for a day on his 40-foot-plus boat to the waters a few miles off Gloucester as he ran out nets for dogfish, small sharks, which he says frequently get sold in Gloucester for fish and chips in England. When pressed, Smith can't make a compelling economic argument against catch shares. He admits it's working to a degree and says he is getting by. I asked him what makes the least sense about the program, and he had to think for a minute.
I don't know, I guess just the fact that it's always been free out here. You know, tradition, killing a tradition, killing a way of life, putting a guy out of business that was sort of just doing his thing. Non-economic reasons, I guess, huh?
Like other Gloucester fishermen still in the water, Smith is surviving by leasing other fishermen's catch allocations, a family business which used to be typical in Gloucester, but a way of life, Smith fears, is coming to an end.
A lot of us are near the end of the line and there's nobody to take our place. Somebody will be taking our place, but it'll be on a big corporate boat. It won't be an operation like this.
Don Smith, one of the shrinking number of commercial fishermen in Gloucester.